on, check us out on all of our social media platforms. On Twitter at TinfoilHatCast, reddit.com/r/TinfoilHatShow.
On Instagram at TinfoilHatPod.
Or allcomedytshirts.com.
Email us at TinfoilHatPod@gmail.com.
What's up, good looking? Yeah, man, that's what I am.
Welcome back to another episode of
Tinfoil Hat.
Tinfoil Hat.
Tinfoil Hat.
Come with me into the waters of conspiracy with Sam Tripoli.
Sam Tripoli.
Sam
Tripoli.
Sam Tripoli.
Mr. Sam Tripoli.
Sam Tripoli.
With my friend Ryan Davis.
Hi, Ryan.
We're like the first gay couple of conspiracy theories.
I think it's beautiful, man.
I love their partner.
Say that again.
Dark realm, crazy shit.
Wake up, Aaron. There's reptile people everywhere.
Hey, man, where's the truth there, dog?
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
Revolution will be podcasted.
Yes. And welcome to an exciting episode of Tinfoil Hat. It is Eddie Bravo Day.
Yo.
Everybody keeps asking for him to come on. We've got him, dude. He's in studio. How are you, Eddie?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
A lot of amazing things going on in the world, dude. A lot of amazing things. Yeah.
Alex Jones just got banned from YouTube and Facebook.
Got banned from YouTube, Facebook. It's just... we are living in an age of unprecedented, well, I wouldn't say unprecedented because there's been like, what we've seen is now the censoring of the right. For the longest time, it's been the censorship of the left. The left seems to be enjoying the censorship of the right. And all I will say is for whom the bell tolls for you, and they will eventually circle back around. That's how it always goes. That's why we have to be so vigilant on any censorship. Of anything, we have to really sit there and go, even though this guy's saying or this woman's saying something, I don't agree, they should be allowed to voice it. Outside of like rape, murder, and hurting people, there should be a right to express yourself, even when it's things we do not like.
What was the reason they finally kicked him off?
I don't know.
So this is breaking news, huh?
Well, it's happened today.
You guys just told me right now.
It just happened today.
Yeah. I mean, and like, it was a wipeout. He's been wiped off of Facebook, YouTube. His Pinterest just got, I didn't even know he was on Pinterest. Who knew there were so many Alex Jones ladies out there? Pinterest is gone. His Twitter's still going, which who knows how long that will go for. Individuals on his channel still have their YouTube channels.
Not Real News with, I think it's David Knight or one of those guys.
That's, but that British guy still has his.
Does he? Okay.
Yeah. So it's really interesting. Yes, I'm drinking Starbucks and okay, I have vices. I've gotten rid of most things. I drink occasional Starbucks.
But Alex Jones has a top of the line, high level app. So, I mean, his show isn't canceled. All you got to do is, it's better to watch his show on his app anyways than on YouTube.
Well, you know, he'll spin it into they're out to get him, and it will galvanize his listeners even more. So,
yeah, it could backfire.
One of the last big petitions that he was pushing for was to sign to help out Julian Assange. So, I mean, say what you will about the guy. He is trying to fight for free speech one way or the other.
Yeah. I mean, like, hey, dude, again, it's censorship. We're seeing the media joyfully celebrating when people they don't like get censored. Yet when anything weird, anytime Trump does anything against the press, they run around crying and screaming. They try to act like the government's holding them back. In reality, there's been a guy in the Ecuadorian embassy who's been stuck there for 6 years because he leaked some documents that were leaked to him. Whistleblowers leaked it to him. And now they're trying to say that he's committed espionage when he's not even a citizen.
Yeah. You know, all that stuff that doesn't make sense, like to us, like all the crazy libtard left type shit. I've never been a Republican or a liberal. I always ignored politics. I mean, whether it was George Sr. in office or Bill Clinton, George W., Obama, to me, I've just spent year after year after year of my entire life not trusting anything. So it's always been some evil villain at the, you know, in command, you know? So I never really paid attention to anything, but what's going on with the left is so disgusting. It's every layer. It's like, you ever watch that Netflix docuseries called The Staircase?
Yeah.
You watch Staircase?
No. Yeah.
Well, The Staircase, if you haven't watched it, was about, it was a documentary series about this famous author who called 911 and said his wife fell down the steps and she's dead. And when they got there, when the cops got there, they realized, oh shit, she got murdered, you know, because there's blood splattered all over the walls. And these guys, they can tell that she didn't fall down the stairs. Like, how did this blood get all over the walls? So the whole documentary is about, it's from the perspective of the defense, really, because this author has money, and it was like a mansion that this happened, and he's got a team of lawyers, and his family's got his daughters and his sons, they're all obviously backing him up, right? But it was clearly a murder, clearly. But he let everything be videotaped, like all the discussions.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Everything was being videotaped. So what you see, it's really clear that the defense team and his kids, they're just trying to figure out how to spin every little thing in his favor. And they don't, it's totally unsaid. Nobody on the defense team says, dude, fuck, what did you do, bro? How did you do it?
Yeah.
They're just, that never comes up. With the kids, they just believe their dad. You know, no matter what, everything that comes out of their mouth, they're trying to defend their father, no matter what. So to me, like all the stuff that's going on with the left, and really, you know, the other side of all conspiracy theories, I call that the staircase syndrome. Like, they got staircase syndrome. They're awake, like his kids were awake, his defense team was awake. They weren't like under some trance, but everything that came out of their mouth, they know this guy was guilty, they know it's wrong, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
the lawyers, they're trying to get paid. They got a job.
Yeah.
And the kids are like bound by family.
They don't want to lose their dad after they lose their mom, and they can't believe that somebody they love could kill somebody they love.
Yeah, and then you find out in like episode 5 or 6 that there was another woman that died the exact same way.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand. Like, how do you kill somebody the same exact way?
And he was involved, and he got away with it.
And by the way, there are multiple docuseries on Netflix which that happens, where these people like get away with murder once, and then they just got to try it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, like OJ, if you got away with killing two people, would you ever even jaywalk again? Would you ever jaywalk again?
Exactly.
You'd just be like, fuck no, dude.
It's safe to say you probably come close to killing more people than anyone in the room, right? So you know when to let go. Has there ever been a moment of like, maybe no one's around, maybe I can pull my own staircase here? Before
what do you mean? Like,
have you ever thought of killing someone in battle, combat?
Jiu-jitsu?
In jiu-jitsu?
Mm-hmm. No.
See, this is what people don't understand about Eddie Bravo. He's a peaceful warrior.
I mean,
this motherfucker wants to burn everything down. He's constantly wants to bring
fire.
Have
you heard of the veggie vigilante?
The veggie vigilante?
That sounds like me. Who is he? I'm down.
It's a vigilante who, because, you know, to tap someone out, you put them in a good quality choke. You know, 3-10 seconds max, they're gonna tap, right? Mm-hmm. But to kill them, I'm not too sure how long you're supposed to hold it, but maybe like a minute. Oh. If you hold it for a minute, you kill them, right? So the veggie vigilante is a master of holding chokes in, like, at that perfect time where they turn into a vegetable. They don't quite die, so he's turning people into vegetables. So, you know, anybody that is a bad guy or pisses him off, he just turns them into vegetables.
What?
The Veggie Vigilante.
Does anyone know who he is?
It's on Netflix. He's a jiu-jitsu red belt. No, I just made that up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I want to make that into an animated series.
Yeah, okay. The best. I thought this guy going around to anybody who eats meat, he chokes them out, dude.
I had a really great moment the other day. We were all backstage at the Comedy Store, and I saw out of the darkness Theo Von, and he got to watch us talking conspiracies when the mics weren't on. And he looked at us like, all the times, guys? All the times?
Yeah.
And we were just having it, man. And it kind of leads into what we were talking about today.
Hold on. I before we get into
dates out the gate?
I just want to get into some dates. Some amazing things are going on. The Tinfoil Hat tour is coming near you. We got a couple dates. We're trying to put some dates around them. So basically, what do we got? We got November. Hold on. Here we
October
got.
October 12th.
Okay. First one, September 5th, the Belly Room. This will sell out very quickly. Eddie Bravo, Ryan Davis, myself. We're working on a couple other special guests to pop in and talk stand-up comedy and conspiracies. That is available on thecomedystore.com. October 12th, we're at the Philly Punchline. That's right. We're doing the 10 o'clock show, Philly Punchline. We're going to add another day after that, maybe Pittsburgh. If you guys know anywhere in Pittsburgh, that'd be great. Or upstate New York, going back to the 315 or the 607. And then November 3rd, Houston. And either we're looking into Austin or Dallas to do on the 2nd. And we want Austin, but they were like bringing up that there's all these other acts there. There was there's Kevin Hart. Who else? Like Kevin Hart, Tom Papa, and there was one more act.
It
in
doesn't
town.
Matter. Yeah.
And we're like, we're not worried about that. They're not our demographic.
Yeah. Austin would be perfect.
Yeah.
So basically, October 12th. That's a Friday. We
that's
have
a
Philly,
Friday at 10.
And we're trying to get something booked for Saturday. Maybe Pittsburgh. Maybe Indy. Because I have a seminar scheduled that Saturday in Indy.
Yeah, if it's not that far of a drive, I'm down with doing that, dude.
No, you can't drive to Indy from Philly.
You got
to
fly it?
Yeah, I can. I'll drink some purple drink. We'll be there in no time, dog.
And then we'll figure that out. We'll figure that out. Either Indy or, you know what, I move that seminar. You know, I'd hate to do it again, but I might have to. But then November 3rd, that's a Friday, right?
November 3rd is a Saturday.
In Houston.
Yeah.
So November 2nd in Austin would be ideal, or Dallas. We're working on that right now. Our manager's trying to make that all happen right
now. Yeah, so I think I'm super stoked, and we got some great stuff going on. We possibly have a date in Chicago coming up.
When's that?
We're putting, I'm looking right here. She said there's a possible Chicago date. We're looking into all that.
Making moves.
Making chaos, making shit happen. So that's where we're at. Things are happening, and then we have a bunch of new t-shirts hopefully coming out soon. You know, Ryan's got some designs for us to look at, and we'll go from there. So the world is a beautiful place. Oh, real quick, this Friday night I am at the Brea Improv. I'm at the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club with Tully from the Jason Ellis Show, Lee Syatt, and Mike Catherwood from K-Rock. We're doing the Ventura, and that is, you can go to VenturaHarborComedyClub.com, grab those tickets. And then August 15th, I am with Jim Florentine at the Comedy Palace in San Diego, and then we're doing August 16th at the Dojo at the Sycamore Tavern. Those tickets, you can find them on all my social media. So holla at your boy. We're going to get those going.
And one more, EBI 17 will be in Burbank.
Hell yeah.
September 29th, Saturday, September 29th at the Muscle Farm headquarters. It's our second show there. It was awesome last time. And this is going to be the first EBI ever where the 16-man tournament is going to be combat jiu-jitsu rules. So that's going to be insane.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting and punching while you're doing jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Go to inchbyinch.tv for tickets, and you could watch it on UFC Fight Pass. And you could also order it one-off on pay-per-view at inchbyinch.tv, too, if you don't want to get all into subscription-type stuff.
It's on the UFC Fight Pass, though.
Yes.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
That's great. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So let's get in today. Eddie, you know, you'd brought this topic up a lot, and I've done a little research, so I'm interested in getting your take on it. I mean, I think I know your take, but I'm excited to hear what you thought about. Let's get into some Bone Wars, huh?
Yeah, also known as the Great Dinosaur Rush. This is around like the 1870s, and lasted right around the turn of the century. I mean, they just started discovering bones, and it was on. But it wasn't just on in a gentleman's way, even though it was like old-timey. It starts with a guy named Edward Drinker Cope from the Academy of Natural Sciences in Philadelphia, where it would be. And his, I guess his partner in this little thing would be called Ornithial Charles Marsh. And
they're not partners. They're like adversaries that help build each other up.
Mm-hmm.
Like they hate each other, but in a weird way, they needed each other.
It's like Todd Barry and Brendan Walsh.
Yeah, yeah.
Two sides of the same coin.
It's very interesting because they're both like, they both had money. They both have money. Like, they got money weird ways, too. Like, one guy inherited from his incredibly rich uncle. The other one was, like, a Quaker family.
Which, yeah, where are the Quakers nowadays?
Who are the Quakers?
Are they only in Philly as well? Is this all a Philly tie-in?
And who are they? Like, why are they so rich?
Are Quakers, like, Amish?
Are they Amish? Aaron, thoughts?
Aaron, you seem like a Quaker. He turned off his mic. That's how much he loves
us. I believe it's just a sect of Christianity that's, like, kind of like super nice, actually, from what I've heard.
Oh, they're just, the Quakers are nice people that made a lot of money. So these guys, basically, it's so interesting that, because I saw a meme I was talking about earlier that, you know, someone said that like George Washington died on this date, and then like a couple decades later, the first dinosaur was discovered, which means George Washington never knew there was dinosaurs.
First dinosaur was not discovered. They found a tooth. They said it was a fucking dinosaur.
Okay.
When you look into it, they found a tooth. First, the theory of dinosaurs came out, and then within a decade, they found a tooth and said, there we go. There's a dinosaur. We found a tooth.
So you're saying that the theory that the actual first dinosaur bone they said on everything I researched was the 1683, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they thought it was a human giant. That's why it was never considered a dinosaur. They thought it was a human giant.
I would still think that today. If I was in like Malibu Canyon and I found a bone, I'd be like, dude, there's giants.
What do you mean you found a bone? Like it's just hanging out, like fresh? Or like somehow this fossil is somehow lodged out and you're power walking with your fucking girlfriend? And
I'm digging like a very narrow type of a rectangle. And then I find the bone at the base of this square, about 3 feet deep, 6 feet in diameter.
So you're saying that, and then you would say, oh, it's not a dinosaur, it's a giant?
I would be
Anunnaki?
I'm more likely to believe that giants existed over 2-3 stories tall, like reptilians, you know?
Yeah, I get that. So they say in like 1683, the first one is found, and then it's not till, 1646 is the first dinosaur bone is discovered. And then 1842... The name didn't even exist until 1846, and the Greek word, they put the Greek word for terrible and the Greek word for lizard to make dinosaur. So dinosaur literally means terrible lizard.
Yeah, yeah. I sent you a link, Ryan, mm-hmm. to a 5-minute video.
Okay.
That if we're going to start getting into dinosaurs without sounding too idiotic to people that haven't even looked into it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's a video of... in the 90s, paleontologists started saying that some dinosaurs had feathers. You know, so that's what they said they discovered Archaeoraptor, and it had feathers, right?
Yeah.
And in the 90s. And National Geographic was all into it. They had a scientist named Timothy Rowe from the University of Texas look at these fossils coming from China. And China was putting out these fossils of dinosaurs, raptors with feathers. So Timothy Rowe from University of Texas put them through CAT scans. And they found that they were clearly faked. Or totally fake. With CAT scans, you could see that there's bones from 5 different animals. And the rock was like 5 different. It was a complete fraud. So they go to...
Don't trust nothing Chinese. That's what I've learned after going to Panda Express. That might not even be Chinese food.
Yeah, so it turns out all the stuff that was come from China, they're just master fakers. That's it.
Yeah.
So they go to, but National Geographic ended up doing a press conference right after that and saying that they found fossils that were legit. And then a couple months later, they released it in their magazine and didn't mention that it's a fraud or anything. So this little link that I sent you, put that on and...
Well,
now that we've monetized.
That'll just
Can we just listen to it, but not...
you got to see it.
Play it, because then it gets...
Yeah, we
have... Screws our YouTube up.
Yeah, if we can't put the video on, it'll pull us off YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Yeah, that's what they do. They're already censoring us, man. They come after us hard.
Okay, put the last, the last 3 minutes of the audio. Okay. But we can watch it. We could watch it, though, right?
Yeah, can we listen to it without running the video?
Wait, the video, if you want to watch it on YouTube, it's called Punch In Dinosaur Hoax, Scientists Caught Faking Fossil Archaeoraptor. Scientists Caught Faking Fossil Archaeoraptor, Dinosaur Hoax. Watch that video.
Okay.
And then talk your shit. You know what I mean? Watch that.
Yeah.
Put it on right now. Just put the last 3 minutes on.
So
I can only put the audio on. We can put the video. We'll
do that.
Okay.
Do that.
So you're telling me that you don't believe dinosaurs ever existed?
I believe animals existed in the past, but, man, it gets so deep.
Where did this all start?
The Freemason plan has always been to kill the creator. So everything that's involved in the Freemason plan, Big Bang, evolution, dinosaurs, infinite space, they're all part of the same story. Kill God, kill the creator. None of it. If the Big Bang was real, then there's, God becomes a lot less likely. If dinosaurs existed millions and millions of years before humans, then that shows that God made a mistake, and that invalidates him as well. What'd you do? Make dinosaurs, and then you get sick of them, and then you create humans later? It doesn't make any sense. Sounds like God's a little confused as to what he wants to do with Earth, right?
Yeah.
It's all part of the plan. So the grand master plan. You ready to play this?
No, keep it going.
The grand master plan is to kill the creator.
I just don't want to get flagged on this video. That's okay. My biggest thing.
So you said about 3 minutes.
It's not going to flag it. It's on video. It's on. And people
what they say is we're going to be using other people's content. They flag us.
Well, you could use pieces as long as it's educational. It's legal. You could. There's all sorts of videos with.
Is there a certain place you want to start here?
Just start at the last 3 minutes. The last 3 minutes. Fast forward like 5 minutes, and then just listen to the audio.
Okay.
It's a doctor, a scientist at the University of Texas.
Seems to fit tightly in here. When you look at it in cross-section, you can see that this piece and this piece have no verifiable association with the pieces around them. The next thing happened where the two shin bones were glued in. And likewise, these have no verifiable associations. The next thing that happened is that the foot was glued on. And I say foot rather than feet, because this is a single foot. This is a slab and counter slab that were split and separated and glued in place to make it look as though there were right and left feet there. It's a clever use of materials. If you're limited, you take a single foot and turn it into two, very, very creative.
This schematic diagram shows how many different fossils and rocks were used to create Archaeoraptor.
That's a lot.
Let it go. Yeah,
okay.
Just go. Let it go. Let it go.
Each color represents a different type of rock and a different type of animal. Dr. Rowe reported his startling discoveries to the National Geographic scientist. Yet soon afterwards, the unexpected happened. National Geographic held a press conference announcing the discovery of Archaeoraptor, failing to disclose the fossil as a fraud.
And we provided the data and our interpretation to the representatives of Geographic. And the scientist in charge, as he walked out of the building, his last comment to me was, well, all of these Chinese things have been fiddled with. But he understood that there were profound questions surrounding this, and we'd been brought in as consultants simply to scan the specimen, and which we did. We presented our interpretation, original copies of the data to all parties, and it was a total shock when the news conference came that they were announcing that this was a valid specimen.
3 months after the original CAT scan...
No, keep it going. Just hold on.
...formed, National Geographic published its story about the discovery of Archaeoraptor. The article claimed that Archaeoraptor was a flying dinosaur, a missing link, and the best evidence that birds evolved from dinosaurs, but failed to reveal the serious discrepancies found by Dr. Rowe. Those who oppose evolution suggest that if evolution scientists have to add scales to the heads of birds, add feathers to dinosaurs when neither have been found, or resort to creating fraudulent fossils as evidence for evolution, then there must be no proof. Scientists who support evolution acknowledge that individual scientists have made mistakes, but these are corrected over time. This is how science works. Many are still convinced birds evolved from dinosaurs.
All right, that's it. So, right there, they're not saying that dinosaurs don't exist.
Right.
But they don't have to. To me, I see it. Oh, it's just like all the other shit. It's just like the moon landing. It's just like it's all the same shit.
Right.
It's Freemasons trying to push a narrative, trying to kill the creator. That's all this is, man. They're just making shit up.
So when we see pictures of archaeological sites and they show us dinosaur bones, that's all
it could be. No, it could be the reason they're putting feathers on these bones, because they're realizing, oh shit, we weren't finding dinosaurs, we're finding birds, we're finding like giant ostriches and kangaroos. That's why they're putting feathers on them now. They're going, fuck, these are actually birds, they're not dinosaurs. So now they got to kind of blur the lines. That's what they're doing. They're forcing feathers on dinosaurs. Think about that shit. They're faking shit. They fake moon missions. That's all Freemason. They're fake. You know, Darwin, Charles Darwin's grandfather, Erasmus Darwin. He was already pushing, the theory of evolution way, you know, before his grandson. You know, and then the guys they're all part of the Royal Society, the British Royal Society, which is a bunch of pseudoscientists, you know, pushing their propaganda. They're all Freemasons.
Right.
All of them.
Right.
The astronauts are Freemasons. NASA was all Nazi scientists. It's just really hard to believe anything.
So the idea you have to believe in dinosaurs in order to believe in fossil fuels, right?
Then you get into that too.
Because if fossil fuels are something that are a commodity,
well, dinosaur. The theory of dinosaurs came before fossil fuels, though. Fossil fuels got.
That's what I mean.
Rockefeller wanted people to believe that oil was a fossil fuel, because then that would mean it would run out eventually and it'd be scarce and it's good for business. When if you look into the peak oil scam, there's scientists saying that oil is not a fossil fuel. It's a liquid, and it's the second most abundant liquid on the planet. It's renewable. It'll never run out. But we can't know that. We have to think that it's going to run out, and they've been saying.
So you're saying there's never going, we're never going to run out of oil. Is that what your belief is?
L. Fletcher Prouty, look him up. He's deep. L. Fletcher Prouty. Just put L. Fletcher Prouty oil scam, and there's like a 1 minute clip of him talking about it. He's like, there's too much oil. There's too much oil. They don't have enough oil rigs to hold these oil, according to him.
Right.
You know, and I believe.
Does he say what oil comes from?
It's just a natural liquid. It comes from the earth.
Earth creates oil.
It's the second
oil.
Outside
of water.
Just like water.
Obviously.
Yeah, it's the second most abundant liquid on the planet. But Rockefeller, he sent his scientists to some scientific summit in Geneva, like in early 1900s, to push that oil is a fossil fuel. So it got pushed. There's a lot of scientific bullshit out there, man. It's just hard to trust anything.
Yeah, recently a study was published saying that it's new evidence supporting the abiotic theory for the origin of oil, which asserts oil is a natural product of the earth, generates constantly rather than a fossil fuel. And so it's not like derived from decaying ancient forests and dead dinosaurs.
Yeah, when we were kids, didn't you think gas came from dinosaurs and oil came from dinosaurs?
Yeah, well, that's what they call.
Yeah, didn't we think there's gas stations out there that have dinosaurs in front of them? You know, we still believe that.
It is kind of crazy to believe that there's that many dinosaurs that could concentrate that much fuel that could be pumped for this long and fill that many cars and everything that you put oil into for that long. Like, how long have we been running on oil? Yeah. I mean, like what? Like, how long is a fucking oil? How long has cars been running on gas?
Yeah.
You know, how many decades? What, a century? Aaron, what's the thoughts on that? Century?
Probably 194 years.
We've been having cars for 194 years. We've been pumping gas forever. And we still, there's that many dead dinosaurs?
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, if it's a natural process, then it's still occurring. So there would still be generating oil from whatever.
So you got to look at this without the staircase syndrome, right? The staircase syndrome. After all these lies that you're hearing,
he's the staircase guy. He's trying to figure it out in his head.
No, I'm just saying for people in the audience.
I actually do believe the guy in the staircase is innocent, but that's a whole other episode.
Yeah, you know, it's just like like NASA, for instance. You know, I love them to death. I wish we went to the moon. I hope maybe we did. Just give me some evidence. Give me some better evidence, you know? But it just seems like, wow, there's just so many lies, man. It's just like, what do you expect us to believe? I don't have the staircase syndrome. As soon as I see a chink in your story, your whole story goes to bits for me. I turn into the prosecuting attorney. I don't say things that the defense attorney would say. Like, what kind of things are coming out of your mouth? You know what I mean?
I get you. If we go back to the dinosaurs, what's very interesting is how they were just like spitballing dinosaurs. They were just like making up names.
The Bone Wars is just out of all, I would say the numbers are like out of all the dinosaur discoveries in the 1800s, like only 30% of them ended up being non-hoaxes. Most of them were hoaxes, but they're saying, but you know, 30% of them are legit dinosaurs. Like, wait a minute. If 70% were fucking hoaxes, can't believe any of your shit. I can't believe any of your shit. You know, how could you, that'll be a staircase syndrome. If you still got their back after they admit the mainstream numbers are that 70% of dinosaur findings back during the Bone Wars were frauds. How could you believe any of that shit? All of it, you got to throw it all out. They weren't finding dinosaurs. They were finding regular animal bones. They were finding whale bones, you know?
You think it's whale bones
or whatever? I don't know what it was, but the mainstream is telling you, not conspiracy theory, that a large percentage of the dinosaur findings were frauds and hoaxes.
They're
telling you that. So to me, I'm like, I can't believe any of your shit.
What really blew my mind is when you told me that all the bones in the museums aren't real.
Yeah, they're replicas because the real bones are too sensitive and they keep them locked up and nobody can inspect them. So they have to put up replicas because, you know, it protects, you know, you can't have the real bones out there because then they'll get bacteria, people will touch them and they're brittle and they'll break. So if that's the case, dinosaur skeletons are only cool if they're the real skeletons. If they're not cool if they're fake skeletons. If they're fake skeletons, fucking put the skin on them and all that shit. You know what I mean? We only want to see a dinosaur skeleton if it's a real skeleton. If it's a fake skeleton, put fake skin on it. Why the fuck do we want to see the bones?
Well, I saw in your own life you got the awesome experience to show Bruce Lee to your son. Now, as your son gets older, all little boys love dinosaurs. How do you tap dance around this subject?
Just like, you know what? I'm not trying to turn him into a conspiracy theorist right now. He'll have too much trouble at school. You know, it'll just be like Santa Claus. Eventually, you get told the truth about Santa Claus. Eventually, he's going to get told the truth about everything.
There you go. I like that.
Not right now. I let him enjoy dinosaurs. He's got dinosaur sweaters and
you don't love T-Rex.
Dinosaurs are for kids. There's a reason. There's a reason you go to the kids section in clothes stores and there's dinosaurs everywhere.
Get them
space
early.
Space stuff and dinosaur stuff everywhere. Like adults aren't buying dinosaur shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kids. Gotta indoctrinate the kids. That's what it's all about.
Well, let's say he doesn't grow up and being son of Batman, an actual grown ninja like you are. What would you be more bummed if he was a politician or an astronaut? Like he comes home and he's like, Dad, I'm going to join NASA. Is that like the day you just decide, well...
I'd say go for it. There's no danger in that. They're not going to actually going to go up in space.
Yeah, I could go.
If it was real, I'd be scared. I'd be like, damn, that's dangerous, man. You know, that International Space Station is going 17,000 miles an hour.
And we've
you know
never,
what I mean? I'd be like, I'd be fucking scared to death. And it's like 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit up there in the thermosphere on average. Fuck that. But since that shit ain't really happening, then I'd be like, yeah, go have fun with that.
You have fun on the green screen lot?
Yeah, send a FaceTime me when you get up there, please. That's what I'll say.
I remember when I used to do a joke about how like I didn't give a shit about all the discoveries they're making about dinosaurs because it doesn't apply to anything in my life right now. Like when they told you that a dinosaur, like T-Rex moved at like 100 miles an hour, and I'm like, I don't give a fuck if they're on rollerblades. And then you start wondering, like, you remember, like, in Jurassic Park, they were saying that, like, the T-Rex couldn't see you unless you moved? And then you, like, research, like, yeah, it's things like, how did you know that?
They're making shit up, man. The best video on dinosaurs is by Eric Dubay. Dinosaurs Never Existed by Eric Dubay. That video smashes. That even Joe listened to. Joe had a paleontologist on his podcast who fucking hates Eric Dubay. He said on Joe Rogan's podcast that if he saw Eric Dubay, he would smash him. He'd smash his skull with a baseball bat. Hates Eric Dubay that much. He hates him. This guy's got like a green goatee and shit.
Yeah, I saw that dude. Yeah. The hockey jersey.
Yeah, what a goof. But anyways, that dude hates Eric Dubay so much. So Joe played the video, and he was like playing, and Joe was listening to the audio and the commentary, and Joe's like, this guy actually sounds like he knows what he's talking about. And they're like, yeah, that's what's scary. He fools people because he sounds totally logical, but he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know what he's talking about. But yeah, he does. Listen to Eric Dubay's Dinosaurs Never Existed.
Can you find that video? We'll listen to the audio.
Yeah, he smashes. Like,
but he doesn't want to come on the show because it's called Tinfoil Hat.
He's super serious. He doesn't want
the class Dinosauria was originally defined by Sir Richard Owen of the Royal Society and superintendent of the British Museum Natural History Department in 1842. Or in other words, the existence of dinosaurs was first speculatively hypothesized by a knighted museum head coincidentally in the mid-19th century during the heyday of evolutionism before a single dinosaur fossil had ever been found. The Masonic media and mainstream press worldwide got to work hyping stories of these supposed long-lost animals, and then, lo and behold, 12 years later, in 1854, Ferdinand van der Veer Hayden, during his exploration of the Upper Missouri River, found proof of Owen's theory. A few unidentified teeth he mailed to leading paleontologist Joseph Leedy, who several years later declared them to be from an ancient, extinct Trachodon dinosaur, which, beyond ironically, means rough tooth. First,
crazy.
Yeah, he just goes on for about a half an hour just destroying the dinosaur myth.
Dinosaurs never existed. It's 29 minutes.
Dinosaurs like Santa Claus. That's what that is. It's just like Santa Claus for kids.
There's just so much money in this shit, right?
So what if they were able to like clone him and bring him back? Would it prove that they were with, and we see whether they have feathers?
Fuck yeah, that's proof. Good luck.
Yeah. You know, China is trying to do that right now with
China
the
mammoth. Are the masters of fakery. Mm-hmm. All that shit, all the feathered dinosaur theory, all that shit's coming from these fossils that were found in China. There's a company in China that makes dinosaur bones, man. You could look that up here.
Yeah, right now it's
the, they'll show you the factory. I go, why are you making dinosaur skeletons for what? Dinosaur skeletons are only cool if they're real. They're not cool if they're not real.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
They're only cool, like, oh, that was a dinosaur. That's a skeleton.
How pissed would Michael Jackson be if he bought a fake Elephant Man skeleton? If that wasn't even really the skeleton. You want the real shit. Right?
Yeah. I guess what, yeah.
It's like fucking weird, man. It's just like the deceit is. Somebody texted me the other day, is anything real? Is anything real?
Was it Nick Houston?
Okay. Punch this in on YouTube. It's a less than 2 minute video. People created dinosaur bones. Leaked video. People created dinosaur bones. Leaked video. And it also has dinosaur, a myth and fairy tale. Do you see that? It says there's an RT logo. Mm-hmm. You see the RT?
What's your take on RT News?
Probably more legit than CNN.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be more legit.
People just can't take it.
Yeah, but I'm sure that it's got some bullshit mixed in there.
Well, everybody I talk to say they get no notes from anybody. They can literally do anything they want. And nobody says anything.
Yeah. What, Abby Martin said that?
Abby Martin, Lee Camp.
She believes we went to the moon, so.
Yeah, we never got into that with her.
Next yeah, time. No, you asked her. You asked her. And she said she believed we went to the moon.
Huh.
So she does, she's.
Yeah, at the end when we did the round rob, we did around the horn.
Jesus, I take a red pill after every episode. So right now they're photographing a three-dimensional skull using a.
Video reflection. Yeah, it's just a video. It's a video of a factory. Making dinosaurs bones. Like, what are you doing
in China?
For what? You can't. It's not for a movie. It can't be. Is it for a movie? Like, what is this for?
It's probably right next to the iPhone factory.
Yeah, I mean, leaked video. And whenever you put "leaked" in all capitalized, I will click on it.
Clickbait for sure.
Yeah. Somebody, hey, listen. You can believe in dinosaurs if you want. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to argue with anybody. I am not interested. In debating anybody, you don't ever see me online. Do you ever see me online debating people?
I never see you online.
I don't debate people. I don't even answer anybody's questions. I did that shit in my early 30s on the internet. I used to battle people all the time over different shit.
Yeah.
You know, gi versus no gi, catch wrestling versus BJJ, judo versus BJJ, rubber guard versus, you know, I was the man arguing. I just fucking have no patience for that no more. The only people I am interested in talking to are people that are already red pilled, or they're on the fence and they have a truly open mind. If you got any kind of staircase syndrome, I don't want to talk to you about anything. I'm not trying to convince you about anything. You know what I mean? You're under MK Ultra mind control. People go, you always talk about mass hypnosis. Well, what do you mean mass hypnosis? No one's hypnotized. I go, yes, you are. I go, this is how you know if you're hypnotized. Everybody in the world thinks the government's corrupt, and we talked about this before, but everybody does. So I'm assuming that whoever's listening to this believes that the government, there's corruption in the government.
For sure.
If you believe the government's corrupt, yet you don't believe in any conspiracy theories, you are under mind control. That's it right there. You're awake, but you're under mind control.
What we find is that people say, I believe this, but I'm not conspiracy theorist. I see it all the time. To actually go through life and believe that two people have never conspired to pull some shit on the masses or on a group is laughable and sad.
Yeah,
there's one guy out there we had Brandon Walsh on, and I talked to this other comedian, and it's very funny because they pretty much brought up the same person. This one comic, I'm not going to say his name. They brought him up and about how it's like he's just so pro status quo, official narrative.
Mind control.
Like
they're really smart. They have degrees and everything.
Yeah, it's weird, degrees. Right?
Yeah, and they will say, yes, there is corruption in the government. You can't trust the government. But they believe in zero conspiracy theories. It doesn't make any sense.
They believe in acceptable corruption.
Yeah. I mean, check this out. The whole JFK thing, right? That's not even up for debate, and people are still debating it. It's not up for debate.
You know,
because in 1977,
they
already had a House Committee on Assassinations. You could look that up. In 1977, they brought it back up in front of Congress, and the decision was at the end, yes, this was a conspiracy. Yes, Lee Harvey Oswald didn't act alone. But it got no coverage. So if anybody's still debating about JFK, staircase syndrome. Because the government already made the decision that it was a conspiracy theory. The government. Yet you'll have like those giant newscasters like Tom Brokaw and like the dude from 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
They will get on and say that JFK, that the anybody.
Lone government.
Yeah, the lone nut.
Yeah,
and they call anybody that's that believes otherwise. that believes that there was a conspiracy to kill JFK, they call him crazy on national TV.
They're
but yet
all,
they already, in 1977, they already yeah, figured it all out.
100%.
Yes, it was a conspiracy theory. How do we know? Congress figured that out.
Well, did you see the new thing? They put out something about how they did a hit, 60 Minutes did a hit piece on the guy that was calling out the Clintons for their, who is their lawyer that got killed? The lawyer that got
Which
killed?
Which one? Jeez.
The original one that started everything. What is his fucking name, dude? God damn it. Come on, Aaron. You know who it is. You just don't want to fucking say it.
I don't know.
Clinton. Come on, Clinton lawyer, you fuck.
Hey, Aaron, you won the bet. If, I was like, we're talking about dinosaurs. There's no way we're going to mention Clinton. There's no way. You won,
Clinton
Aaron.
Lawyer
you won,
killed.
Man. I shouldn't have taken that
bet. Well, shut up. Vincent Foster, all right?
Yeah.
Vincent Foster. So this guy comes out and basically lays how the Vincent Foster, there's no way it was a suicide. Mm-hmm. That the police completely... purposely botched the whole interview. I mean, the whole investigation. Like, every cop that was there said there was no blood anywhere. They've never seen. There was so little blood that they didn't even have to use gloves. That's how little blood there was. So 60 Minutes interviews this guy, and they basically show you in this video how they cut the interview. Where the guy interviewed, I forget which name it was on 60 Minutes, every time they cut back to him, his hands were in different places, like he's in different body places, and they edited it together. And that's kind of what happens. We see it happen all the time in this rush. I mean, we just see it happen all the time, and just people just keep believing in this bullshit.
What do you think about everyone now, the mainstream media, actually acknowledging QAnon? Like, you're seeing it in, like, main shows.
But they're acknowledging it as a conspiracy theory.
Hmm.
So,
and, like, that it's nonsense and that it's crazy. So, to me, my guess is they had to acknowledge it because it's getting so big. And, of course, when they acknowledge it, they all did it at the same time, and they're all trying to bury Q at the same time, you know, which is... you know, anybody.
So if it's a LARP, let's just take from what I get hit on by everybody that this thing's a LARP. What is the game that the mainstream media is playing by calling him fake? Does that empower Q with people? Because the information he's putting out is not good for them. So why would they empower something that's literally making nobody believe them?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what is the game? That's my whole point.
Well, if you know, if you think Q is a LARP, then you're not paying attention. You know, there's no need for what if Q wasn't around, all conspiracy theorists would be doing the exact same thing they were doing over the last 20 years, just kind of just complaining on their own and kind of looking for abstract YouTube videos here and there. But Q, what Q's done, he's gotten me so into politics. I've never been into politics. I've never cared what happened in D.C. All I knew was about the president and maybe the vice president. I didn't know the deputy director of FBI and all these different DOJ officials and attorneys. And I know it's like Game of Thrones. Once you know all the players, like Andrew McCabe, Christopher Wray, Rosenstein, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, Sessions, once you know all of those motherfuckers, like I didn't know who the attorney general was before. I didn't know who the deputy attorney general
yeah.
was or the inspector general.
Yeah.
And then you watch him go off in these congressional hearings, you know, Trey Gowdy or... Devin Nunes and all the good guys. There's a lot of good guys in Washington, D.C. They just didn't have any power. And the stuff that's going on that Q's been telling us about, what Q's doing is he's keeping all the true patriots, the true truth seekers.
On both sides.
He's keeping us informed of what's going on.
Right.
And he's letting us know that there's a plan. Don't give up hope. Q represents hope because, you know, the people that don't follow Q or people that think Q is a LARP, it's like, okay, so what, okay, how are we going to save this country then? If Q is
It's
just,
hope porn. If at the worst it's hope porn, at the best it's hope
porn. Yeah, what else are you going to do? You're going to follow Q or what? What are you going to do? What Q is telling us all this shit that's been going down the last 6 months. Q's been telling us about it. Like, I wouldn't know would I know about DC if it wasn't for Q? I know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, dude.
I know exactly what's going on. I watch all these hearings every fucking day.
Yeah.
I'm watching these hearings. I know each one of those dudes.
Yeah.
I know them well, just like I'm watching Game of Thrones.
Right.
But this shit's real and it affects my life.
It's just
and
backstory,
dude. Without Q, I wouldn't know any of this shit. I would be just like I was 5 years ago. I wouldn't know anything.
I can watch this hearing. I can know what that guy's story is.
You put on C-SPAN right now, any hearing, I know what's going on because I'm paying attention. Why?
Well done,
because
dude.
Q is making me pay attention. He's telling us what's going on. So, you know, most smart people that I know that have college degrees, they have no idea who Andrew McCabe is. They have no idea who Rod Rosenstein is. And they start talking like they know all this shit.
They
dude,
do.
You're not even paying attention. If you don't know who Rod Rosenstein is, if you don't know what's going on with the FISA document, if you don't know what's going on with all those redactions, what's going on, we're trying to get all those redactions taken out.
Yeah.
If you don't know, then please, please shut the fuck up. You don't know what the fuck's going on.
Right.
You don't know what's going on. And you know what? It really comes down to are people going to jail? Are people, and the people that don't follow Q and don't have any faith, they go, you know what? What happened to Eric Holder with all the Fast and Furious shit? He got put under contempt. He never went to jail. Goes, but back then, he had everybody in the positions of power to indict him or put anybody in jail. They were all corrupt. But what's going on? If you follow Q, you're seeing that it's a long process. We got to move people around. We got to get rid of corrupt judges. We got to put clean judges in. And that's what's going on with Q. It takes a while to get the proper people in office at the Department of Justice and the FBI and the CIA to make people go to jail. Will people go to jail? Will people go to jail? You know, people lost a lot of faith when, 2 years ago, with all the emails, the 30,000 emails that Hillary bleached, all that shit, and the Podestas and all that. People, I lost faith. Like, these people are, how many times have we talked about this on this podcast where some people are just above the law? Some people could fucking murder people left and right and, you know, not go to jail. But you know what? As far as Q's concerned, they didn't get away with that shit.
Yeah.
All that shit's coming back. They're not getting away with it. You know, so we'll see. Time will tell if people go to jail. But
that will be the big test.
Yeah, Praying Medic said this the other day. And made
did
a
we
lot
turn
of
you on the Praying Medic?
Yeah, you know, it's been Praying Medic, Justin Form Talk, and Bless the Teacher, the three guys I listen to. But Praying Medic was on here. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he said that the way Capone went down, everybody knows Capone was involved in every level of crime that is imaginable, right?
Yeah.
But he went down on tax evasion because they couldn't prove anything without
stuff,
a shadow of a doubt. You know, nothing stuck. So Praying Medic saying, that's what's going on now. All these, you know, they might not go down. They might not go down for pedophilia and child trafficking because it's going to be hard to prove that shit. Although we all know it's going down. But they're going to get them with some other shit. And it's all in that FISA document. It's all about those redactions. As of I think today or yesterday, Donald Trump, unless this is bullshit, he does have the power to make them remove those redactions. Unredacted. I think they call it unredacted shit. All the FISA document with all that, all the like 80% of it's all blacked out.
Yeah.
Once that's unredacted, and we see exactly what went down and how the FBI, CIA, Department of Justice, Hollywood, all those...
Play all in on it.
You know, certain people in those agencies were corrupt. Not all of them.
Right.
Because, you know, it's really easy to say, it's all WWE, everyone's corrupt. And I was saying that. It's really easy to say that. But without knowing exactly how it all goes down, you could easily say it's all bullshit, it's all corrupt, it's all a show. It's really easy to say that. And, you know, but to spend the time and really look into Q and really know what's going on, just go to Praying Medic's YouTube before it gets knocked down and look on Q for Beginners. You'll get introduced because all Q is a team. This is what it supposedly is. It's a team of...
This girl describes it. Can we hear this trans girl? She describes it, and everybody get back.
Basically,
she's trans.
Like,
I think she's cool with me. Listen to her. She describes
it. What it is and
audio
what it's
is a little
not.
Rough.
Like, sure. I know that. Honestly, I don't even know what it is.
So
Q is a group of highly placed individuals in government, and it's a group of less than 10 people. We know that for sure. And essentially what they do is, in order to get out a message, so the normal route to talk to the people would be to go through the media, but the media has been heavily regulated, as I'm sure that you've noticed. You know, a lot of it's been really inflammatory. And that's not what we want. And so what Q does is they don't tell you what to think. Q just posts a list of questions, and it leads, if you look for the answers to those questions, it'll lead you to some facts on very official websites, like the CIA's website, the FBI, DOJ, all of these official sources. And with that information, it allows you to make better informed decisions, essentially. So they leave what are called breadcrumbs, and these breadcrumbs come together to form a bigger picture, and that bigger picture is what the thing is really about. So it's designed, it's posted in such a way that that when Q asks questions, they do it so that you may not be able to answer it right away, but if you wait for the information to come out, then you'll be like, wow, I now have the answer to this question. How did
crazy.
You know, it's just like what it is allowing us to get the full story. We can't get it from the news. We've seen them lying over and over again. Trump, listen, man, I know, and we'll get into Aaron's thoughts soon, but I still battle with Trump as a white hat, Trump as a black hat. I think you have to take him on each individual basis. On each topic.
What Corsi said before he abandoned Q, because he did, but when he was all about Q, he said that Q, like that girl you just heard, is a group of about 10 high-ranking intelligence military officers or whatever they are coming together, that they actually recruited Trump. Trump wasn't their first choice, that other choices, but they needed to get someone as president that had balls. And, you know, Trump, I'm sure he's got a lot of shady shit about him, you know, in dealing with buying and selling buildings, you know, his business. I'm sure he had a lot of shady shit. He's super arrogant, pompous. He's got like a tremendous ego, right? But you
don't
need
get
that.
To a billionaire.
But you need that. But if Q is real and if they really did recruit him, I can see why they recruited him, because they, because the more the media attacks Trump, the more vengeful he gets, and that's what they need. They need someone who's going to dedicate their lives to getting revenge on the media and the people trying to tear him down. And that's exactly what he's doing. So the more they attack Trump, the more he's like, "Oh yeah, oh really?" He's like a gangster. He's a real smart gangster, and he is. I'm sure he's got some crazy shady shit about him. I'm sure that, he has ties to super shady people, like Jeffrey Epstein. He knows him.
Right.
You know what I mean? Who knows what he did with him? But he knows him, and he knows he's rubbing shoulders with some shady people. But I think
I have a theory.
I think Q is okay with that, because the big picture is that Trump, no matter how, you know, they needed his arrogance, they needed his pride, they needed his vengeful persona to get things done. So I think Q is like, okay, he's got some crazy, shady shit in his past, you know, but he doesn't have that DC corruption.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's
he's
a different kind of crime.
Luciferian, like his other motherfuckers.
Yeah, he probably isn't into fucking kids.
No, he's not. He's into fucking, and that's okay, because
I think he's into porn stars. I think he's into grown
women.
Who isn't? Yeah, I think he's into grown women. So I think that was huge.
He's kind of into his daughter.
Dude.
Even when she was underage.
Stop. Shut up. Listen, here's what I want. I have this theory, right? Because the biggest problem we have with Trump, I mean, well, we're not talking Aaron. Aaron will discuss this in a little while, because we had a wide range of topics we talked about today, which was awesome. It's always a pleasure to have you on. is that when we look at Trump, he's doing things that we didn't like old past presidents doing, which is selling arms to bad people, getting involved in the Israel-Palestine thing in a way that inflames it, you know, bombing the fuck out of Yemen. But what if there's a long game being played here? Because maybe I'm just trying to make this happen because I do want to see change in how our government or how our country is dealing with the rest of the world. You know, we can't keep fucking bombing everybody and not expect blowback. But maybe the game here is keep the military-industrial complex happy until you can take care of this other stuff, and then later on come back around and deal with it, because he's always said he doesn't want, he wants to pull troops out of here. He wants everybody to pay for NATO. He, you know, he said he wants to pull out of Syria, and then 2 days later we're bombing it. You know, it's like, you know, he maybe he has to play this game. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe I'm hope against hope. Yeah.
Maybe it's the military that's Q. Maybe Q is the military.
You know, because they came out of nowhere and they kind of going off on Iran. And then, you know, his game, his play with Iran and Russia has is the same play he's playing with Iran, which is like tough talk, then offer them unconditional talks. I mean, there's no conditions to it. We just want to meet and talk.
Yeah.
And again, that would be clipping off another one of these guys that we use as emotional grenades, to these countries that we use emotional grenades to get a reaction out of people so we can jack up the military budget, which I've noticed that we've jacked up twice in the last 6 months, which I've never seen before. Maybe I'm wrong, but it just seems like we've jacked it up even more. And maybe that's a play because these people know that the end is near in terms of this open check we have. And when we talk about how the military, we spend more in our military than anybody else, which is true, but how much that actually goes to the military and how much of that is military budget? I mean, military contracts.
Who knows where any of that goes?
Yeah.
You know? Who knows? The grossest thing, though, the grossest thing right now going on with the left is their constant promotion of kids being transgenders. Like, what the fuck is wrong with them? You know what I mean? I have gay friends. I have nothing against gay people. I have gay friends that are close. If you want to go suck a dick, that's fine. If you're a chick and you want to lick some pussy, that's fine. I'm into that. You know what I mean? But if you're a man and you have a nice dick, it's not, you know, if you have like a 2-incher and you're like part hermaphrodite and it looks weird and it's like, yeah, chop that motherfucker off. Try to get a pussy up in there. You know what I mean? I get that. But if you got a nice 6-7-inch juicy and a hard dick and you want to chop that motherfucker off, You need some psychiatric help. Something's wrong with you. You know what I mean? You could be gay and just keep your dick, man. But don't chop your dick fucking off.
I get it. And that to you and me would sound crazy. But at the end of the day, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, but when you're trying to push that shit onto kids,
I agree with you on the hormonal
what
shit.
What the fuck are you talking about? They got all these kids. You know, they got like they're like 8-year-olds. Dressing like transgenders. And then they got transgender people, you know, giving like little talks to kids. Dude, that's some evil satanic shit going on right there, man. And I ain't gonna stand for that.
I've often wondered about the generation.
For that shit.
Think about this generation that's grown up with this. They've proven this thing has radioactivity coming off it. You know, this thing is getting signals from wherever the fuck it's getting signals. These kids grown up with these things around them at all times, it's gotta have affected their brains at a young developing age. Like everything. So I think like
whatever, it's not the phones. Kids, you can get kids to believe in anything. Trust me. I have a 6-year-old. I could get him to believe in anything. You could tell him something. 5 seconds later, he tells it to you like he made it up. My girlfriend does that with commercials.
Yeah,
kids are so easily brainwashed. You take a group of kids and you have some transgender RuPaul looking motherfucker coming in and trying to convince your kids that it's okay to be a transgender. You know, I don't agree with that shit. Fuck that.
It does seem to be a agenda that's been. I mean, in the same way, it's a distraction, because if we're all focused on that, we're not focused on the wars that we're in other countries.
Listen, I'm going to say this. I think people should be allowed to be who the fuck they are. Now, I will tell you that when you come in and you start talking about, oh, we're going to teach like fucking fourth graders sex ed it just, to me, it's like sex ed isn't teaching you about having great sex. Sex ed was teaching you about if a guy, how a guy impregnates a woman. That is what sex ed is. Sex ed is about like, hey, how to eat good butt. Do you understand what I'm saying? But when you start sitting there and you start going, hey, man, hey, it's okay for kids to shoot hormones. I'm like, well, that's no different than the outrage that people have when kids in high school shoot steroids to be better at football. We're
exactly.
Like, you're fucking your life up.
Yeah.
You're fucking the natural progression of your body up. It's no different if kids start tattooing their faces. We don't allow that because we're like, you're too young to make those decisions.
Exactly.
That's my point, man. Like, I don't care if someone, like, I knew kids in high school that were obviously gay. They were obviously, they knew who they were, and that's fine.
Totally fine.
And I don't think, like, if you watch, fuck, if some drag queen comes in, some kid's gonna be like, suddenly I wanna suck a dick. There are kids who are gonna be that way, man. But I do have a problem with us saying we can't teach sexual shit to children, but yet, if it's from the gay community, it's okay. If you're gay, you're gay. Do that, you do you. I'm fine with that. But we can't have a fucking double standard when it comes to kids and gay sex. I mean, when I see gay young children at gay pride parades, I go, how is that any different than if we saw fucking 13-year-olds at Mardi Gras? Someone would go, why is that kid here at this adult party? Exactly. This is an adult party, man. Yo, well, gay pride celebrating lifestyle. Really? What's that guy with 37 fucking rainbow dildos all over him celebrating? You know, it's like, it's just the truth. I'm pro you do you with adults. I've always said that. You do you with adults. When you're 18, you want to fucking get a million dicks in you, get a million dicks in you. I don't care, man. I'm just saying.
Keep that shit away from our kids, goddammit. Please.
Teach their own, man. If a kid's gay, the kid's gay. I mean, I just want to, you know, it's just like, I would tell you, I have a real problem when I watch the MTV Music Awards, right? And I know what their demographic is, 13-year-old girls, and I see them, Miley Cyrus, going ass to ass with some dancers, acting like it's like, this is some weird, like, this is a choreography, when it's just fucking blatant dry-humping sex, and you're like, you know who's watching their channel.
Yeah, I went to the mall the other day, and it was like weekend, so, and I'm looking around, I'm like, what is going on here? I'm like, oh, it's the summer. These are all high school girls with like half their bodies hanging.
With their buttholes
hanging
out.
I'm like, who's buying these clothes? I was an old guy, finally. I was not stoked on it. I was like, who's buying these clothes for these little girls that half of their fucking body?
It comes down to just the fucking clipping of men in their fucking backbone in this country, where we've clipped their backbones, and like, dads can't say anything to kids anymore, and these moms all want to be cool moms, so they're like, oh yeah, let them dress like that. It's like, no, man, listen, you could dress however you want to. No, oh, she dressed the way she was at. That's not what I'm saying. But it's like, if I walk through fucking Central Park with a fistful of $1,000 bills and I get robbed, you know, shouldn't I fucking expect that? I mean, like, just because I can do something doesn't mean I should do something. And there's certain energy it puts out. So you've got to make your decision, because we don't live in an idealistic world. We live in a world in which some people don't play ball.
Bottom line, we got to stop with the sexualization of children.
100%. Whether it's straight or gay.
Yeah.
Whether it's straight or gay.
Let kids be kids, man. Yeah. Let them have a childhood.
We don't need RuPaul dudes coming to elementary school and telling kids it's okay to chop their dicks off. We don't need that right now.
Come to college.
Yeah.
Come to college. Hey, dude, in college you want to get fucking weird, get weird. And if you want to fucking cut your dick off, and you could do whatever you want. I would tell you probably not to. Just like I tell people, don't do a fucking Prince Albert on your dick where you split it, make it look like a serpent tongue. I think that's fucking stupid too. But to each their own. Once you're an adult, you can do whatever the fuck you want. It's like, let kids be kids. Let's stop making them into adults.
The real question, do we want to hear from Aaron?
I'd love to hear from Aaron, because I know this motherfucker.
Aaron.
Don't be an idiot.
Hey, Aaron. Well, you better be sick, dead, or mute. A-A-Ron. You done messed up, A-A-Ron.
You filthy animal.
Thoughts. Aaron's thoughts.
All right. I agree with most of what was just said, so that's cool.
All right.
I'm happy about that. We should not sexualize children.
Okay. From both areas, right? From both straight and gay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And our president.
All right.
What else?
Dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs. Love them. No, I don't know. I never had a fascination with dinosaurs, so
do you think that
I don't really have a thing.
The Bone Wars might make you think that's
not
true? I don't
think they disprove they existed, just like I don't think something I do disproves in what a whole field of science
okay
works on.
Julian Assange, your thoughts?
He's definitely not a criminal.
Yeah?
Definitely not a criminal. So he should be out and be free.
He has. There's not one legal case that is sticking to him right now.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Eddie Bravo, you're please never on enough. I love you with all my heart. I'm honored
love
to call you,
too,
you a
man.
Friend.
Love you too.
We got a bunch of shows coming up, man.
So big things.
September 5th. The Comedy Store at the Belly Room. Yeah. That one's going to sell out in two minutes.
2 seconds, dude.
Yeah, yep. So there's only like 80 people. The only reason we're doing that is it's like an industry thing we're doing, right?
Yeah, we want industry to come see us. Candace, our good friend, is...
Manager.
Manager is working on some real big things. So we're very honored. It's a great time to be alive.
Tinfoil Hat Comedy's coming to your town.
We're going to do it. All right, guys. We'll see you soon.
I like that A-1.